Listening to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's March 25th, 2013.
Yup, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairy.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we.
We're snuggled up together like friends of a membership need.
Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for us, right together with you.
There are many school closings today, so call ahead. Make sure if you have children, the school might be closed. So call your local school district and find that out this morning. Sorry, I just can't help myself.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. It's lovely weather for us, stay right together with, stay right with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go.
If you can stay home today, I highly recommend it. Bundle up if you have to go out. Leave extra time to drive to and fro.
Just holding your hand. We're riding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. These wonderful things.
Well, that's a familiar favorite. Many of you have heard that song over the years. In fact, this whole program is going to be dedicated to Christmas music. I'm going to pull out some old favorites, and we're going to talk about snow today. In fact, I looked up briefly some of the listings of snow throughout the Bible. You know, there's over 20 references to snow. Of course, the first three that I looked at out of Exodus, Numbers, and 2 Kings had to do with leprosy-like snow. One was an example where God's speaking with Moses and tells him to put his hand into his cloak, and he takes it out, and it's leprous like snow. And then there's another point where Miriam isn't acting too godlike, and she becomes leprous like snow. And then we know of Naaman's leprosy, which was eventually cured as he dipped into the River Jordan, I think 7 times. Well, Elijah's assistant, I think his name was like Gehazi, because he kind of manipulated Naaman and tried to get a reward out of him, he ended up being cursed with leprosy as white as snow. Well, anyways, hi, everyone. Don't know quite how your Monday's starting off today, but hopefully some of this Christmas music will bring some joy of the season. Only in Illinois can we have this kind of weather in the later ends of March. And so hopefully if you can stay indoors today, you can take it easy and relax. I know there are a number of school closings. So moms or dads, you're going to have to entertain those kids somehow all day long. Well, have you gotten enough of March Madness? Oh, poor Illini. It was down to the wire. Close game. Great job, Illini team. But it looks like the Big Ten is left with Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan, and Indiana in that Sweet 16 moving towards the Final Four. Well, speaking of Final Fours, one of my Final Four favorites of the Christmas season is a song entitled All Is Well. And so whether you're snowed in, whether you can't find your ice scraper and you're dreading this day, whether you're sick at home with the cold, you have trying relational issues, a workload that's unbearable, pressures that are mounting, bills that need to be paid, maybe this song can give you some encouragement this morning. Or for that matter, if it's re-airing in the evening, maybe it can soothe you and put things in perspective, because when we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, regardless of our circumstance, all is well. I just absolutely love that song, All Is Well. And I'll follow it up with an overture and the Shepherd's Pipe Carol. But here's a few more references about snow. Here's four out of Job. Job 6:16, when darkened by thawing ice and swollen with melting snow. Job 24:19, as heat and drought snatch away the melted snow, so the grave snatches away those who have sinned. Job 37:6, He says to the snow, fall on the earth, and to the rain, shower. Be a mighty downpour. Hey, did you hear that thunder yesterday while it was snowing? Boy, Beamer sure let me know all about it. He came running to my legs, cowering a little. That was kind of weird. And then how about earlier in the day, I'm watching the robins on the grass, and then by mid-morning and into the afternoon with all the snow on the ground, the robins were replaced with all my other songbirds. I had six feeders all filled to the brims, and we're entertained by the cardinals and the woodpeckers and the nuthatches and the tufted titmouse, the black-capped chickadees, all the different finches and wrens, downy and red-headed woodpeckers. The bird sightings were tremendous. All right, here's an overture. on the snowy Monday, March 25th, with my theme of snow and playing some Christmas favorites, here's Silent Night, followed by the Christmas song. Number the Psalms had snow mentioned in them. Psalm 51:7, clean me with hyssop and I will be clean, wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. That's that promise when we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to remove our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 147:16, he spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. Let's see a few more. Here's two references to snow out of Proverbs 25:13. Like the coolness of snow at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger. To those who send him, he refreshes the spirit of his masters. Proverbs 26:1, like snow in summer or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting for a fool. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. What a beautiful promise. And there are a couple references to snow in the New Testament. All these others have been from the Old Testament. Mark 28:3, his appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. And Revelation 1:14, his head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were blazing fire. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.